It's a special bonus episode of Unstuck, and today I'm going to share with you 10 things you must have built into your business for it to both flow and grow. So stay tuned. I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck, a space for heart-centered entrepreneurs to implement both the inner work and outer strategies required to get unstuck and build the impactful, profitable business of their dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. Let's get into today's session. Hey, hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck podcast. Thank you to everyone who's joining me. Always so grateful to have you here for all the listens, all the likes, all the subscribes, all the follows, whatever it is that we do on podcast these days. Thanks for doing that to this show. It means so much to me and to the work we do here. As you can see, this is not our normal schedule. This is not a Friday. We are doing a special bonus episode of Unstuck, actually two, because this is a two-parter. We have a lot to talk about today, and I was going to do it all in one whack, and you know what? I think it's just going to be too much. So we're splitting this up into two episodes, both this week and next week will be bonus episode specifically talking about these 10 must-haves to create a business that flows and grows. So I'm going to do the first probably five, maybe six today, and then save the four or five others for next week. So I'm keeping you hanging. But there's a reason why we have these bonus episodes over the next 2 weeks, because they are very, very special weeks. This week in particular is super special because I am hosting a free business coaching masterclass live next Monday for both current and future wellness entrepreneurs. And registration for that event is open right this very moment. This really is going to kick off the enrollment of Unstuck Entrepreneur. But that being said, this is not one of those live trainings where you get close to learning information and then they tell you you have to sign up for the paid offer in order to actually get any tangible advice or action steps. This is not that. This is a free workshop, a free business coaching session with me live to talk about how to actually start making the money that you want to make in your business and how to do that without adding more hours, without adding more stress, without adding more overwhelm, with real tangible action steps that you can take in your business today, right now. Well, not today, when we actually do this, next Monday. After next Monday, you will have the guidance to know what to do next in your business to start making real money as a wellness practitioner, as a wellness entrepreneur. So we're celebrating the enrollment of that this week. It's a special time and it's a special, really cool opportunity. And I really, truly hope that you will take me up on the free offer to get some business coaching, to have some laughs, to make sure all your questions are answered. I will stay as long as you want me to, as long as you need me to make sure you have your questions answered, to get started or to take the next step or to make sure that the next step you're taking is the right step in your business and to really make sure that you're taking those steps feeling confident, feeling excited, not adding more stress and more hours to your life. And really, in fact, the tools that I'm going to share with you, there's six specific ways to start making more money in your business without adding more overwhelm, more stress, more hours worked. These tools are actually going to allow you to work fewer hours and have more financial and time freedom for your life. So this is really where we can start talking about the dream business, where you are making an impact, making an income, and having the flexibility to do all of that and also live your life, which is really awesome and really cool. So that is all happening in just a few days. If you're listening to this when it airs, Monday, August 30th, 2021, will be that free live workshop. And it's all about how to actually make money in your wellness business. This is for current, future, wannabe business owners in the wellness space. And really, I consider kind of any service-based business or service-based entrepreneur, those looking to help others in some way, to be kind of a wellness business. And so that's really who this is for, and probably mostly for those that want to be virtual too, who want to have an online business where they are helping others in a service capacity. If that is you, please do not miss this opportunity. You need to head to seanminer.com/moneyworkshop right now and save your seat. You can pause this if you need to. I'm happy to wait. All right, you got it, you did it, you saved your seat. There's two opportunities to choose from, 10 a.m. Mountain Time or 5 p.m. Mountain Time. I wanted to make sure that everyone that could be there live will have the ability to do so. And if you can't be to either one of those live, as long as you register, you will still get the recording and you will still be able to take advantage of this free business coaching. seanminer.com/moneyworkshop. You really, honestly, I don't say this to be like sleazy, weird salesperson, but you can't afford to not be there because you have to learn these things. If you are someone who is not currently making the money they want to make in their business, or you haven't started your business yet, be there. It will change your life. Just in this, 75 minutes, let's say, of free business coaching, it will change your life if you take it seriously. Okay, it did mine. I'm actually even going to show you my actual tax documents that show how I went from making $1,000 to $2,000 a month in my business to making $10,000 to $20,000 a month in my business literally overnight. I'm going to show you that and I'm going to tell you exactly what I did to do that. There's three things that I did in a matter of 1 month that changed everything for me. And I'm going to show you. Okay, let's move on to what we're going to chat about today. First thing I guess I should say about this list is it's not everything. This is a really great start. This is really going to get you into this place in your business where you can grow from a place of flow. And the reason why we're talking about both flow and grow, it's so interesting. I actually asked over on my Instagram story at Unstuck Entrepreneur, if you're not hanging out over there yet, I asked all of you to let me know which was most important for you to achieve in your business. If you could only pick one, would you rather it be financially successful or have flow and ease in your business? So if you could only pick one, which would you choose? And I want to say 65% around there chose flow and ease, whereas the other 35% picked financially successful. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, if you've been following my work on Instagram, then you know that that is a trick question, because you can and should and will have both. There is absolutely no reason why you need to choose between having this business that is simple and flowy and stress-free and makes you feel good and you're excited and you don't have to have all this anxiety around your business, while also it being super financially successful, while it making the money that you want it to make, while you have a really good, solid income. You can and should have both. And that is why I am talking about this today in this place where you can grow. And by, I think the growth kind of really signifies that more practical, tangible, strategic stuff that you can do in your business to grow it. And it's safe to assume that anytime you grow your business, you're making more money, right? That's what growth usually signifies. When I grow my business, I'm making more money. So there's that piece to it, but then there's also the flow piece to it, which is finding that place of ease and excitement and stress-freeness in your business that can also happen. So flow and grow is what we're really after. And that is what these 10 things we're talking about over the next few episodes is really going to bring out in your business. Primarily, the stuff we're going to talk about in this episode, in this part, is that flow stuff, the inner work, the kind of right-brained activities that you need to do and incorporate into your business. The behind the scenes stuff, and when I say behind the scenes stuff, it's like behind the scenes of you, like what's going on internally. This is how we set up our foundation of our business. So we're going to talk about that stuff and then pretty much everything next episode, next part two of this, I guess, is the tangible stuff that we have to do. We have to talk about. And we have to come at all of this tangible stuff from this new perspective of being able to flow with it and also seeing that that stuff allows you to have the flow and ease you want in your business as long as you utilize it appropriately. So we have to do both. We have to talk about both. And that's how we're going to split up this chat we're going to have. So starting with a quote from Jay-Z. Love Jay-Z. He says, "Don't ever go with the flow. Be the flow." Oh my gosh, I love it. Think about that applied to your business. Not that you have to go with the flow of your business, but you are the flow. You are the starting point where that all comes out. So you are the one that determines and decides if it's going to be something that is easy and flows and feels good and you're in alignment or not. You are the flow. And when we come from this place of being the flow, what can we achieve? The possibilities are endless and limitless. All right. So I do want to let you know too, just offhand, being totally transparent, that every single one that we are going to talk about, all 10 of these over the next few episodes, are the things that we work on together in Unstuck Entrepreneur as a group of biz besties doing it all together. So I do want you to know that we start both here and in Unstuck Entrepreneur with the inner work. And the first one we're going to talk about today is intention. Intentions are very different than goals. I've talked about the difference between intentions and goals before on the show. For me, and to have a business that flows and grows, intentions are more important than goals. Now, that does not mean that you should not have goals, but what intentions do, they set the tone for how you are going to show up in your life, for sure, but more specifically in your business. So intentions define how you're showing up in your business on a moment-to-moment basis. And this is from an energetic perspective. So your intention serves as a goal, really, to show you who you are, who you want to be, who you want to become versus what you can get out of it. Your intentions are coming from your heart, whereas your goals, these kind of outer appearance goals, are coming from your head. So they're heart-centered versus ego-driven. Now, before we get more into intentions, I want to talk about those goals for a minute. These goals of like, I want to have some sort of number happen, or I want to have this thing achieved by this date. When we do those things, they are often arbitrary, first of all. Like, we don't actually really truly understand why we want those things to happen. They're ego-driven, like I just mentioned. If we do get to a point where we try to understand why we want those things to happen, usually it's from this egoic place of like, well, because I need to prove this to somebody, or I told somebody this, or if not, then it will look like this, or then I'll be a loser, or it will mean that I'm not ever going to be successful. It will mean I'm not good enough. It will mean nobody likes me. As you can see, and this is the second part of strict goals, they are loaded with emotion. If we don't achieve our goals, we feel rejected, we feel like a failure, we are disappointed, we're discouraged, we're frustrated, we're angry, we're sad. And again, that's all fine, that's a normal thing, but when we have an intention behind it, or we focus on that intention first or instead of, that changes. Because when you have your intentions front and center, you are living from that place, you are being that person, and you cannot go wrong. You simply cannot go wrong. And if your goals aren't achieved, it doesn't mean anything, because you still led with your intention, you led with your heart, and you can feel good about that. Even if, you know, that arbitrary goal is just not happening, it doesn't provide that swing in emotion when you have your intention first. And I don't know if there's enough of you out there who have really thought about your intentions. And if you've thought about them, are you keeping them front and center? Are you revisiting them on a minute, hourly, daily, weekly, monthly basis? Are you evolving them when it's time for them to evolve? Are you really putting the attention into that part of you that you need to in order to keep them as important in your life as they are? Because it is what will set you apart from others, and it is also what will set your actions. If you lead with your intentions, it will guide your action step to the next right step, and you won't need to worry about what everyone else is doing, what you should be doing, and what your goals are telling you you need to be doing, because you'll have something greater that's guiding the way. So let me give you an example here. Let's just say that there is a goal, you have a goal of making $10,000 this month. That's your goal. That's what you want to do. That would make you feel like you're on the right track, you're doing the right thing, and your business can be successful. Versus having the intention to show up authentically for your audience every day and provide them with valuable information. What is different about that? And can you see that if that were your intention for the month, it would, maybe not this month, but down the road, lead to an even bigger return on your investment? Besides just saying, I'm going to make $10,000 a month, this is what I want to do. I guess I got to figure out kind of how to do that. Like, what's my strategy there? How am I going to do this? Versus, I know from my heart that I intend to show up authentically for my audience and give them something valuable every single day. That is backed with a little bit different energy and not so stressful. And if that's actually what your intention, you really want it to be, if you're making it up because I just said that that's an intention and you're just making it up and it's not truly in alignment with you, then it wouldn't work. And you'll know that because it'll feel more like a goal than an intention. But I hope you can see that you can still have that $10,000 goal. Come at it from this place of showing up authentically for your audience every day or whatever your intention is, and see what happens with that goal and what happens if you do or don't hit the goal. So my personal intentions, just to give you a few more examples, and this is just right now, they do change and grow as I grow, as things in my life change, or, you know, what's important to me changes. But right now, and most of these have been here for a while, my intentions are to always be real and authentic, my intention is to grow through connections and consistency, to attract versus chase, to always follow what lights me up, and to find the fun. So those are mine right now. I do create separate intentions. If I am going through a launch season or I'm in creation mode of something big like a new project or program, I have separate intentions for those moments in my business that kind of branch off of these more basic intentions of my business for those specific occasions. So yeah, see what you can do to create some real intentions for you and your business, some guiding lights. All right, number two, values. I really do not think that there is any successful business out there that doesn't have core values. And I'm talking like big, massive businesses like Google and Apple and Facebook and these places. Obviously, they all have values. I don't know if they go by their values all the time, but that's another story for another day. But they have core values built into their business that their employees know, and they make the culture of the company, of the employees, of the environment in the business. But this also goes for small businesses, and especially small businesses, and especially solopreneurs. So if you are a solopreneur out there and you're doing your thing and you are the only person that's doing stuff in your business right now, make sure you have set your values. Values act as your compass as you grow, expand, shift, pivot, make decisions of all kinds, big and small, in your business, which you're already doing on a minute-to-minute basis, and create a team. As you're building a team, you will want to know your values. They will want to know your values. So values are things that are important to you, the standard that you set for you and for your team. And they will be the values, the beliefs, the standards you set for your entire company. And it doesn't matter if you're one or 100 or 100,000, we all need our values. So create your guidance system as soon as you can. And when you do that, your path becomes a lot clearer for you. The ability to make the right decision for you and your business and your team and your future becomes so much easier. And your ability to hire in the future, if that's what you want to do, also becomes way easier and way clearer because you have this standard, you have the compass, the guiding system for yourself and your business and where you want it to go. Values are also changeable. So you can start now as you do grow or as you pivot or shift or something happens and you get clearer on what you want your business to look like and feel like and act like, then you may find that you need to change your values or add more or subtract some or whatever it is. But start now, today. Create a list of your values. I would say probably anywhere from 3 to maybe 6 or 7. There's no special number, but you don't want to have this overwhelmingly long list of your values. And it is hard because when you see the list of possible values, and this is something that we have in Unstuck Entrepreneur, when you see that list, it's like, well, man, I could just have so many. I think like all of them are important to me. But no, we need to really pare it down to the most important aspects that you want to portray in your business. So we have to narrow it down to the most important ones, the most non-negotiable ones. They could be things like integrity, honesty, fun, freedom, inclusivity, balance, service, being customer-oriented, Yes, these are all important and probably something that naturally you'll do, but we have to find the ones like our core values that we will not compromise on and that are super important for us to achieve in our business and for the whole culture or environment or feel of our business, even if it's just you right now. Please, please, please take the time to figure this out for yourself and your business. And also keep in mind that you can have life values and you should have life values. I actually did a whole episode of Unstuck about those dream life values. You can have that, but they may not match up with your business values. They can be different. They should be separate and you should think of them separately. But please make a point to do this. Even if you haven't started your business yet, start your business with your core values in place. It will make things a lot easier. I know this isn't like sexy business strategy where I'm telling you how to make six figures and all this stuff, but it is so important to the success of your business, to staying in alignment with your business, to finding that flow in your business and making everything so much easier from who you hire, the business decisions that you make, what feels good, what feels off, everything becomes so much easier because you're in alignment with your values. Because you know what they are, but you got to do it to know what they are. All right, next one, number three, purpose. I also use the words passion and mission a lot when I'm talking about purpose, and I probably will as we're talking about this now. So just know purpose and passion and mission, I'm all talking about the same thing. They all kind of mean the same in my eyes, at least. They may mean something different to you, and that's totally fine. But no matter what, your business needs to feel purposeful to you in order for you to do what it takes to make it happen. Now, does that mean that every day you're going to be like excited to write these emails and post on social media because you have purpose? No, absolutely not. You're not going to every day feel this passion for everything that you have to do, all the inner workings of your business. But feeling like you have a mission to pursue with this business and a deeper cause will be the thing that keeps you engaged and interested in writing those emails, in posting on social, in doing some of this stuff, this business stuff that we sometimes don't really want to do. And this is one of the reasons why I love working with service-based wellness practitioners on building their businesses, because for most of us, this is the easy part. This is the easy one. We are here because we want to help people live better. We want to help people feel better. We want to be someone's guide to help them get well physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, energetically. I mean, whatever it is. The service-based part is where we are naturally finding ourselves. There is a strong purpose and passion behind that. And for many of us, we are here because we have our own stories of how the work that we're now interested in helping others with is what helped us or someone in our family or a friend, a loved one. So this is easy for us. We have passion, we have purpose, we are on a mission to help others. And once you have that, the only other thing that you need is to stay connected to that purpose. And I know it can get hard, especially when you do have to do some of the business stuff that doesn't always feel that fun or is out of your comfort zone, or you're trying stuff and it's not going well. That kind of stuff can really get your ego going to where it clouds up your mission, your passion, your purpose for doing what you do. And it can get difficult. That can take over. And so this is really, it becomes kind of this daily practice where you reconnect to that purpose. You reconnect to what you're trying to do here and move from that place. And that is probably very tightly connected with both your intention and your values. And so all three of these together, it creates this energetic bundle in your heart that keeps you going, that keeps you motivated, that takes it to the next level for you, to where it's not just about posting on social media and sending the emails and hoping for the best, but no, you have a purpose and you're going to do what it takes to live out that purpose, to have that mission be something that's accomplished for you in this lifetime. And for some reason, I have this fascination with needing to know that I made a mark on the world during my time here. I was actually just reading a book, I think it was from, I'll say the G-rated version in case there are kids listening, Un-F Yourself by Gary John Bishop. I was just reading that the other day, and he had this same sentiment that I have been feeling for so long too, which is that when you are nearing the end of your life and you look back, what are you going to look back on, and how do you want to feel about what you look back on? Are you going to look back on, well, you know, I never could get past my fear, so I never really put myself out there. I never really helped the people I wanted to help. Or are you going to look back and say, you know what, it was scary. I didn't know it was going to happen. I had to really take some risk and deal with some uncertainty, but I was so connected to my mission and I was so certain about my desire to help other people that I put it out there. I put my work out there. I put myself on the line and it paid off royally. Now I'm getting on a soapbox about something else entirely, but please, I want you, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, maybe you don't have this fascination, maybe it's not something you want to think about, but if you're like me and you do want to make sure that you leave your time here on this planet, which is very, very short, knowing that you made a mark, knowing that you had a purpose for your time here, knowing that you spent it wisely in touching someone else's life, and knowing what your purpose is and using your business as the conduit to make that happen is very powerful stuff, my friend. And what is holding you back from doing that? This is where I get super, see, this is my passion. My passion is helping you understand your passion and actually going for your passion. This is where I get all worked up. And I hope it lights something up in you also to make sure that you also are living out your purpose, finding your passion and rolling with it and making your business your mission to help other people. All right, let's move on to number four. This is kind of a two for one. Having a growth and abundant mindset. This is where we talk about the mind, because if you are stuck in a place of a lack, we talk about a lack versus abundance mindset a lot here on Unstuck, and I'll make sure to link in the show notes some past episodes where we've talked about lack versus abundance, because you need to listen to those. If you are stuck there, or if you are stuck in a fixed mindset, you are basically putting up this big brick wall right in front of your flow state. Most of you said you wanted to find a place of flow and ease in your business. And yet, most of you also are living in this place of lack, living in this place where everything is fixed and nothing can be changed, and you're blocking it. If you want to find flow, you have to believe in flow. You have to believe in the flow of energy, the power of the mind to change and grow and shift and expand, and the universal laws that guide all of it. You have to believe in abundance. You have to believe in the flow of money. You have to believe in your growth. You have to believe in your ability that you can become anything that you want to become. You can become something different. You have to believe that you can make it happen. And you have to believe that your dream can become a reality. So if I actually ask a lot of you, if I actually truly were to ask, which I do actually ask this on my intake forms for my one-on-one business coaching, which anyone who is an Unstuck Entrepreneur member has that as an optional add-on when I have spots available. But I ask, on a scale of 1 to 10, how possible do you think it is to make your desired income? And the question just before that is, what is their desired income? If you're out there and you're listening, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm almost certain that I have never, ever, ever had someone say a 10 out of 10. Never has anyone said 10 out of 10, I believe that this income that I want to make is actually possible for me. So then what I see there is, oh, there's this big brick wall right in front of their flow state, so they absolutely cannot achieve that abundance that they want. We have to start by believing it. And how do we start believing it? We have to work on our mindset. We actually have to reprogram our beliefs, what's going on in our subconscious mind. The inability to check off 10 out of 10, I believe this income is possible for me, comes from the subconscious mind. It comes from a past belief that is now lodged in your mind, and it is something that you constantly bump up against anytime you do try to make that level of income. So we have to start there. We have to do that work and get you to the point where you seeing that scale of 1 to 10, you have not even one sliver of doubt to hit 10 out of 10, I think this level of income is possible for me, no matter what it is. No matter if it's $1 million, $10 million, $100 million, whatever you put down there, that it is possible for you, 10 out of 10, yes, I believe this. That is when you are in an abundance mindset. That is when you are able to grow from this place of flow. This is the work we do at the beginning of UE, because if we don't, then you can see no matter what practical, tangible, strategic tips I give you for building a business, it will not provide the business that you want because you're stuck here in your subconscious programming. This is where we start. All right, I think that gives you enough inner work to get started on doing in your business. So we will leave it at that for the inner work required for a flow and grow business. But now it's time to get into the outer strategy. So as you can see, I get super passionate when we talk about the inner work, but I also am really passionate about the outer strategies for creating a business that works for you as well. So you will see that here. The very first business strategy that you need to have in your business to create one that flows and grows is a dream client. This is coming straight from the Define pillar of Unstuck Entrepreneur, which is define your dream client. This is where, you know, you may have heard other business coaches talk about having an ideal customer or a niche or niche, if you're fancy like that. I call it a niche because I'm not that fancy. I'm from the Midwest. I don't know. But it doesn't really matter because we're not talking about niches. We're talking about a dream client. A dream client is not a niche. It is not just a niche, I will tell you. You have to know very, very specifically who you help and how you help them. And many wellness practitioners, many service-based businesses struggle big time with this. I think this is probably one of the biggest questions I get is, do I need to have a niche? How do I know what my niche is? Is this considered a niche? And most of the time, it's not. I'm pretty sure like 90% of the members that came into Unstuck Entrepreneur, they were not being specific enough when they came into the program, and then we really were able to hone it in and get way more specific. Now, the reason it's not just a niche is because for me, what is really important for you to do is to consider also who you want to work with. It is not, like, I've been through this, so I should probably help others who have been through this, or this is what I know most about, or this is what people seem to be drawn to me and asking me to do, so maybe I'll just do this. No, because you know what happens when you do that? You end up not liking it 6 months, a year, 2 years down the road, and your business does not flow any longer. If you really want to find your place where you love what you do, you could talk about it for hours, you're so excited for your clients and everyone you get to help, and you have a podcast where you have hundreds and hundreds of episodes or whatever it is, and you never get out of alignment with it, is when you find your dream client and not just your niche. So that is where we are differing here. Now, back to why this is a challenge for a lot of people, business owners and wellness entrepreneurs in particular, is because you can help a lot of people. If you are a nutritionist, you can help people with their blood sugar. You can help people with their hormones. You can help people with their gut. Like, the list goes on and on. If you're a personal trainer, you can help people build muscle. You can help people get over injury. Like, there's just so many different ways that we could go. And it seems like if we are to pick just one, then we are really going to cut off our potential for our business to grow. We're going to make it so that we have fewer candidates to become clients. And I guess, yeah, just looking at it from just plain old eyes, yeah, you could say that. I mean, if you're going to only focus on menopausal women with hormone issues, that is a smaller pool of the population than people who want help losing weight, people who have hormone issues, people who have gut health issues, people who just need to a meal plan, like all these things that we can do. The pool of candidates of menopausal women with hormone issues is a lot smaller. But that is exactly what we need, because your clients do not want a generalist. No matter what field you are in, if you are in the business of helping someone, then you better believe that that person you want to help wants a specialist. They want someone who gets them. They want to feel like you are talking directly to them. So if you are someone who does help menopausal women with hormone issues get through menopause, but then some days you talk about gut health, and some days you talk about hydration, and some days you talk about fitness. Well, if it's not talking about those three things as it relates to the menopausal woman specifically, and you're just generally talking about gut health and fitness and all this stuff, then you are missing the mark, and that menopausal woman is going to go elsewhere. They are looking for someone that understands what they are going through and knows how to help them get out of it. And they need to hear that over and over and over again to become your clients. They need to know that you are the person for them over and over and over again, and then they will become clients. So yeah, figuring out who your dream client is, number one, so important. You cannot move forward without knowing this. It will all be basically wasted energy, because you will be sending energy in all different directions with no real actual target. And we don't want that. That's not how a flow business operates. So if you already have a niche or an ideal customer avatar, whatever else that it's called in the business world, I would recommend just making sure, first of all, that it's someone you really want to work with, and you could spend hours and hours and hours of your day talking to that person or about those topics. And also, I would encourage you to just get one click more specific, because even if you think that you are being super specific, you're not. You can still get even more specific, and that is what I coach people through in Unstuck Entrepreneur. All right, I think we're gonna call it good for this bonus episode, and I will save the next five for next week's bonus episode, which will air on Tuesday, August 31st. The next five, you guys, you want to make sure you listen to this. It will change your business, what I've got in store for our next bonus episode. So make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss it. It comes out on Tuesdays, which you're not used to. So subscribing will make sure you get notified that it's out on the special day. And we will talk again about five more things you need to have in place in your business so that it both flows and grows. So we have that place of ease and stress-freeness while also being financially successful, because we can have both. Don't forget, save your seat for the free business workshop coming up next Monday, August 30th. Two options, 10 a.m. or 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Save your seat. If you can't be there live, you can always get the recording. No big deal, but you're definitely going to want to be there. SeanMiner.com/money workshop. That is for any service-based entrepreneur, current, future, wannabe, someday. Get in now so you can learn the tools that you need to create the income that you desire. And the three things I did in my own business back in 2016 that allowed me to go from making $1,000 to $2,000 a month to $10,000 to $20,000 a month pretty much overnight. You don't want to miss it. SeanMiner.com/money workshop. All right, until next time, take care.